feet under my dress. As soon as I did, a serving girl appeared. She set before me a simmering dish of small roasted songbirds, arranged quite beautifully, with asparagus tips and spotted quail eggs cooked in their shells. Red grapes were piled in the center of the table like Mount Vesuvius, surrounded with plates of figs and large green olives. So much to eat! As bowls and platters were moved about, I noticed the tablecloth was stained from many meals past, crusted with dried foods and vomit. In my royal opinion, it was a disgusting way to offer a meal, but I said nothing. Eventually, slaves brought to father and me flasks of water to pour over our fingers so we could wash between bites, while someone held a bowl under our hands to catch the drippings. I was grateful for this because the little birds were greasy and I did not want to wipe off my fingers on the soiled tablecloth or in my hair, like two of the senators were doing. Father seemed startled when soldiers in helmets and red plumes marched into the room with trumpets. After they played a few piercing notes, General Pompey himself strode in, a red cloak draped over his shoulder like Alexander the Great, and thick armbands. He touched